$2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday and Sunday at the Castine Center, Mandeville.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruere, and my wife Mimi Cruere will be joining us, I think at the bottom of the hour she'll be calling in, so we'll be having her input here on the program a little bit later, but we always love being with you. Of course, it's every Wednesday at 5 right here on WGSO, 990 AM, and also WGSO.com. In a few minutes, we'll open up our phone lines. We want to hear from you. 504-556-9696 is the ticket into the program. Email address is jeff at wgso.com. Jeff at wgso.com. So day two of qualifying now is over, and you got the race shaping up. Sharon Hewitt and Jeff Landry jumped into the governor's race today, which is, of course, the most important race that we're facing. Yesterday, you had, of course, Hunter Lundy get in and John Schroeder. Also, you've got Sean Wilson in the race. Some other candidates include Xavier Ellis, Oscar Dantzler, Patrick Henry Dat Bartel. And for Lieutenant Governor, you've got Chester Pritchard, who is a listener of our program, Elbert Guillory, one of our great friends, Billy Nungesser, of course, been on the program many times. Secretary of State, the candidates are pretty much what we thought. Clay Schechschneider, Brandon Trosclair, Nancy Landry, Mike Francis, two others got in, a Democrat, Gwen Collins Greenup, and Thomas J. Kennedy III. For Attorney General, it's John Stefanski, Liz Merle, Marty Maley, Lindsay Cheek, Perry Terrebonne. Treasurer, Scott McKnight and John Fleming, the two Republicans, and Democrat Dustin Granger. Insurance Commissioner, you've got Tim Temple and R.D. Rich Weaver. Only one for Agriculture Commissioner, Mike Strain. And be interesting to see what happens in these various other races. You've got a Bessie District race, Paul Hollis and Lauren Jewett, who is a Democrat. You've got in District 3, Sandy Holloway and a few other candidates for the other districts. Court of Appeal in the 1st District, Scott Schlegel is the only candidate right now. All kinds of legislative races as well, and so we'll be covering all of them. Very interesting developments, and of course, the most important race in Louisiana history, in my opinion, this year, with everything going on, with all the stakes involved. We'll get your thoughts on it, 504-556-9696. Also following today, Rand Paul ramping up criminal referral charges against Anthony Fauci after the Biden Department of Justice does nothing. Speaking of the Department of Justice, Jack Smith, the special counsel, obtained secret warrants for Trump's Twitter account, which is, another invasion of privacy and just unacceptable. But, they're going after him every which way. Also following what is happening, of course, with the Biden investigation, House Republicans released bank records showing over $20 million in payments to the Biden crime family, which to me should be enough for impeachment hearings to begin. I mean, geez, how much more do you need? Gosh, talk about the massive evidence. Home buyer confidence hits a record low due to the Bidenomics. Bidenomics is so good. More than 80% of Americans think it's a bad time to buy a home. You know what this used to be called? The American dream, right? The American dream. Young couple starting out, want to buy a home, raise a family, do it in a clean city with safe streets, good streets. Well, here in Louisiana, we've got potholes, we've got crime, we've got an economy that's terrible. And, of course, thanks to Joe Biden and the Fed and their policies, interest rates through the roof. So 80% of Americans think it's a bad time to buy a home. And that is even higher than it was last month. The survey tracks attitudes on home ownership and renting. You agree with that? Is it a bad time to own a home? Buy a home? 504-556-9696. And you got high home prices and unfavorable mortgage rates. It's not a good combination. That's Biden for you. That's what we have gotten through his administration. Dianne Feinstein is a 90-year-old senator who should resign. It's an embarrassment to the whole institution that she is still there. It's outrageous. She tripped and fell in her home the other day, rushed to the hospital. She is not well. Got a nursing home going on up there in Washington. Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell, John Fetterman, Dianne Feinstein. Extent of her injury is not known. The oldest living member of Congress, facing numerous calls to step down, refused to do so, but she did cede power of attorney to her daughter. She was gone for 3 months. She recently had to be told how to vote. She's had all kinds of things, Ramsey Hunt syndrome, encephalitis, shingles. And, I mean, God, it's just, it's insane. It's insane. These people are in the Senate. FBI shoots and kills a man in Utah, wanted in connections with threats against Joe Biden and the New York prosecutor who was prosecuting former President Donald Trump. Many other politicians were allegedly threatened by this Utah resident. Provo, Utah is where he lived. And he was shot and killed while FBI agents were trying to arrest him for his threats. Many other politicians also allegedly threatened in posts by this man who was accused in court of vowing to retaliate against the FBI during investigation. He's a 75-year-old man and was fatally shot this morning in Provo, Utah. 504-556-9696. And, you know, that's why everything needs to be peaceful, political. We need to harness people's energy toward saving this republic in a way that can bring people together and get out of this nightmare that we're in called Bidenomics and Biden corruption and all the other issues that we're facing. Also, this evening, following what's going on with this climate scam, John Stossel is a great investigative reporter. He said that the media insists that there's a scientific consensus that climate change is a man-made crisis. Stossel saying it's manufactured. Totally manufactured. He's saying science is corrupted. Saying science got hijacked by alarmists. And he's exactly right. We've had people on the program that said the same thing. Yet what are we doing? We're getting rid of our cars and our dishwashers and our hot water heaters. And we're going toward electric, and folks are going to be paying more and more and more and more and more. So we can be green? Really? 504-556-9696. Come join us. Open line here on the program. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO. The mouse is trapped. The mouse is trapped. And, of course, I'm talking about Disney losing 300,000 domestic subscribers. Welcome to the club, Disney. We got Kohl's. We got Target. We got Bud Light. And now we got Disney. Prices keep climbing, but is anyone watching bomb after bomb after bomb at the White House, at the box office? And, hey, couldn't happen to a nicer group. They turned against traditional families, turned against traditional roles, turned against traditional America, and here they are. And, you know, they brought it on themselves. They really did. 504-556-9696. Are you going to still take your kids to Disney? I mean, I wouldn't do it now. I took them when they were much younger, when it was certainly not the woke nightmare that we see now. Go woke, go broke, right? All right, as he said, she said, here on the airwaves on WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com, open line. Love to hear from you. We'll be hearing from my wife a little bit later. Right now, we'll hear from some of the sponsors that we want to thank for joining us here and helping us in our broadcast endeavors. And please support them and encourage them to keep what they're doing going, which helps keeps us going right here on WGSO. We'll be back. Did you know that Louisiana is the only state where we cannot audit our elections? And that we have over 600,000 people on the voter rolls that are either inactive or ineligible? And our voter registration is outsourced to a third-party vendor that's out of state. There's no accountability, and our state was given a grade of F for the accuracy of our voter rolls. And even more troubling, our vote is counted by a third-party vendor with proprietary black box software. We've got to clean up our elections. The person that can do it is businessman Brandon Trosclair. He stands for voter and election integrity and total transparency. And he's a fighter. As a businessman, he took on the Biden administration when they tried to force employers to fire workers who chose not to get vaccinated. He sued and won. As your new Secretary of State, he will fight just as hard for your rights. That's Brandon Trosclair, Secretary of State. For more, visit letsgogeauxbrandon.net. Paid for by the Brandon Trosclair Campaign, LLC.
The American Italian Cultural Center is located at 537 South Peter Street in downtown New Orleans. At the center, you can visit our museum, where you will learn the story of America, when an expanding country after the Civil War was in need of a larger workforce, which Southern Italy was eager to supply. We are one of the city's secret multicultural gems. Explore our museum. Rent one of our beautiful event spaces. We offer dual citizenship assistance and translation services. Take an Italian language class, enjoy our concerts and lectures, and travel with us to lovely Italy. I'm Frank Maselli, chairman of the American Italian Cultural Center. Learn more at AmericanItalianCulturalCenter.com or call us at 504-522-7294. Ciao!
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit hotelstoryville.net.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
All right. A few more quick issues, and then we go right to the phone calls. And then a little bit later, I might be hearing from the Mrs. 504-556-9696. So did you know Biden has now surrendered six embassies in 3 years? Did you know that? Six embassies have been surrendered during Biden's tenure as you know, pretender in chief. So we've lost, Niger is the latest country where we've lost an embassy. We also lost one, obviously, in Afghanistan, Ukraine, Belarus, Sudan, Haiti. And according to a gentleman running for the Senate, Hung Cao in Virginia, who is a Republican running in the Senate race there, he says this is an example of weakness on the part of the United States, and has a new piece out talking about six embassies now that have been withdrawn since Biden became president. He said, while Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is bowing multiple times, and Secretary of State Tony Blinken is going on talk shows, China, Russia, and Iran are collecting valuable diplomatic equity around the world. So, yeah, we're in a mess. And we'll see where this all goes. Biden now, I guess, on a fundraising tour, calling the Grand Canyon the ninth wonder of the world. So it's the ninth wonder. Oh, wow. One more issue, and then we'll take some calls. 504-556-9696 here on the airwaves on WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com. He said, she said. And then Peter Ducey asks Joe Biden about Hunter's business partners. And Biden calls it a lousy question, saying, I never talked with anybody. Well, finally, we got Peter Ducey back. He was on paternity leave for like months and months and months. Nobody else asked him anything. Finally, somebody asking him something. So Peter Ducey is, of course, the White House correspondent for Fox News. And he went up to President Biden at his event on Bidenomics in New Mexico, asked the president about Hunter Biden's former business associate, Devin Archer, testifying that he witnessed the president speaking with various potential clients during his time as vice president. Quote, there's this testimony now where one of your son's former business associates is claiming that you were on speakerphone a lot talking business with them. Biden responded, I never talk business with anybody, and I knew you'd have a lousy question. What? Why is that a lousy question? Ducey continued. Because it's not true, the president insisted before walking away. This guy. If you ask him a tough question, it's a lousy question. See, he's used to the pre-selected reporters going to ask him about ice cream and ask him, how was the movie, Mr. President? How was the movie? What flavor ice cream do you like? How's your bike ride, Mr. President? I mean, that's the kind of journalism we get today. So finally, we have somebody asking about the question. And it took, you know, all these months because this guy was on paternity leave. Nobody else would ask him. Now he asked him. And then, of course, this is in line with what Biden has said before. He's saying he repeatedly claimed he never discussed business deals with his son. Told Ducey 4 years ago, I never spoken to my son about his business dealings overseas. However, the House Oversight Committee has evidence that Biden did communicate directly with several of Hunter's foreign business associates, was on the phone meeting with them. The White House now has changed their line. So listen to Corinne Jean-Pierre. So they initially they were saying that Biden never discussed business deals with his son. Now they're saying, we've always said Biden's never been in business with his son. So, you know, they're liars and they're cheats and, in my opinion, criminals. Other than that, I mean, what a great job. Great job. 504-556-9696. All right, let's get to the phone lines right now. Let's bring on our friend from the Buckeye State, the Queen City, the one and only Cash Money joining us. Cincinnati, Ohio. I know Cash was a disappointment on that election yesterday.
Disappointment. It was a darn outright theft. I still believe it. Every time we use a machine, you get what you get. I heard upstate there was some blockage of 2 or 3 hours of votes not getting through. Machine related. I'm just tired of it all. Who knows? You don't know nothing. We just keep doing the same thing. There is no accountability to the thieves. No, other than that, no, they're not doing a good job at all. The only thing they are is treasonous criminal pigs, and they should pay for it.
What was that? What was the whole vote about? Can you educate us in about a minute on what that was about?
Basically, the only thing, I mean, the absolute only thing on the ballot was this issue won. And right now, the state of Ohio needs 50% plus one to change any legislative motion in our system. And we were trying to change it to 60% because ever since abortion, you know, what the Supreme Court did with the abortion, now money from out of state is coming in to try to flush us out to revert whatever action the law has made, you know, let the people speak, and they know they can get by with 50 plus 1%. And we wanted it to be 60%, and it failed. You know, I believe the fix is in, as usual. The whole darn system is corrupt. I don't know how we talk about elections and who's going to run for this office or that. None of it's going to matter. Look at what has transpired in the last 3 years.
Well, unless we get candidates who are going, unless we have candidates who are going to say, hey, we're going to get in there and we're going to change it to paper ballots. Like, and these Secretary of States could do that.
We've heard this before. Every time they'll come up with a great idea to get elected, but nothing follows through. The only individual who's ever followed through with anything they actually said they were going to do is Donald Trump. These are just the facts. But, you know,
right.
Can we wait 18 more months for Trump to get elected and 3 more months for him to put in office, or 2 more months? We can't wait. We can't wait. McCarthy ain't doing nothing. The whole system is fixed, whether it's left or right. They know the game. They've created the game. They've made the precedents. They've made the rules. And we can't break the system. And they got the news, and they got these rich guys who are leftists. And how do you battle that? Mm-hmm. National referendum. Ask every individual American, do you want to be heard every day? Do you want to be the boss for a few months so we can just put this all together? Let's ask us. And if you get 75%, they'll tell you all day you'll never get 75%. You know, and there's a lot of questions when I say this. But, you know, I want all these questions to be asked by all of us. Connect us. Make me an app. Hook up home phones again. I don't care. We register every voter who's legitimate in this country for voting and give them a device in their hands so they can do nothing but communicate as a patriot to America. It ain't going to make phone calls. You're not going to surf the web. You're not going to get commercials. You're going to communicate what you actually think. And I truly believe in my heart of hearts, and I've seen a lot in my life. 75% of this nation is together with their minds. They're not immoral. They're not corrupt. Yeah. They don't want what's wrong. And if getting the opportunity not
good
to be
people.
Bullied by the neighbor or the boss, they'll speak it. Thank
we
you.
We got it, my friend. We got to roll Cash Money. Thank you, sir. Let's go to our next time out. We'll be back.
That Louisiana is the only state where we cannot audit our elections, and that we have over 600,000 people on the voter rolls that are either inactive or ineligible, and our voter registration is outsourced to a third-party vendor that's out of state. There's no accountability, and our state was given a grade of F for the accuracy of our voter rolls. And even more troubling, our vote is counted by a third-party vendor with proprietary black box software. We've got to clean up our elections. The person that can do it is businessman Brandon Trostclair. He stands for voter and election integrity and total transparency. And he's a fighter. As a businessman, he took on the Biden administration when they tried to force employers to fire workers who chose not to get vaccinated. He sued and won. As your new Secretary of State, he will fight just as hard for your rights. That's Brandon Trostclair, Secretary of State. For more, visit letsgogeauxbrandon.net. Paid for by the Brandon Trostclair Campaign, LLC. Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. Let me tell you about a company I trust, Eagle Security Systems. They've been locally owned and operated for over 40 years. They provide residential and commercial security and fire systems. They install surveillance camera systems and provide 24-hour alarm monitoring by their central station. Eagle Security Systems can offer cellular interactive service, which allows you, the customer, to control your system from a smart device anywhere. anywhere. They can take over any existing alarm system and provide cable TV and internet wiring for your home or business. So you're tired of just being a number? Do you want to experience personal service? Then you need to call Eagle Security Systems, 504-340-1414, or check out their website, eaglesecuritynola.com. I trust Eagle Security, and you should too. And let them protect your home and business with the eyes of an eagle.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Slidell Senator Sharon Hewitt officially joined the governor's race today. Jeff Palermo reports she's an underdog to make the runoff.
The election has just started this week, and I'm going to outwork every candidate in this race.
Hewitt is one of seven major candidates expected to qualify for the governor's race. She's having trouble competing with Jeff Landry's fundraising machine. The AG is leading in the polls, but she's not deterred.
I'm taking my race to the voters, the everyday voters who want things to be different in this state.
And Hewitt is upset the state Republican Party endorsed Landry months before qualifying began.
Absolutely, there's a problem with the state party in Louisiana.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Attorney General Jeff Landry, who's also running for governor, criticized Governor Edwards for asking the pardon board to hear 56 clemency cases from death row inmates.
The governor is out there right now trying to circumvent a pardon and parole system.
The request comes after the board refused to hear the cases on the basis of a rule that cases should have been filed within a year after the denial of the inmates' final appeal. LRN.
Have you lost Louisiana Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide or experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, 988 connects you to free, confidential, and compassionate support 24/7. When you call, text, or chat 988, a trained crisis counselor will listen to your concerns, provide support, and connect you to resources if needed. There is hope. The Lifeline works. You are not alone in crisis. Supported by the Louisiana Office of Behavioral Health.
Are you tired of your glasses fogging up when you go outside? When you drink coffee, open the oven, or the dishwasher? Well, I've got your answer. The Clear Stuff, the best anti-fog eyeglass cleaner. It's also anti-static. The Clear Stuff is especially designed for any anti-reflective coating because it usually has an oily film, making it hard to clean. But not with the Clear Stuff. You just need to apply to your glasses once every few days. And after you apply it, use a clean microfiber cloth to avoid scratching your lens. The Clear Stuff is your all-in-one lens cleaner. It keeps your glasses cleaner for longer and fills in those small scratches on glasses to increase optimal clarity. It also can be used for sunglasses, goggles, phones, computer screens, and televisions. To order the Clear Stuff today at theclearstuff.com. 3 different sizes starting at $9.99. And if you order now on our website, we'll offer a massive discount. 25% off the 1 ounce and 2 ounce jars. So order yours today at theclearstuff.com. Theclearstuff.com, where vision meets clarity, clear eyewear. At the Louisiana Voter Information Project, we strive to give legitimate voters a greater voice. In this legislative session, we supported a bill to give the public the right to recall and replace an elected official who betrays the trust of voters. Now that election season is here, we are urging the candidates for governor to place the issue of election integrity at the forefront of their campaigns. Without honest elections, there cannot be an honest government. The top priority for our next governor must be to clean up our corrupt voter rolls that are filled with names of people who have died, moved, or don't even exist. In the LaToya Cantrell recall campaign, organizers discovered tens of thousands of mistakes on the Orleans Parish voter rolls. Imagine the problems throughout our state. Help us ensure our next governor prioritizes this vital issue. To learn more, visit lavip.org. That's lavip.org.
All right, welcome back. It's He Said, She Said here on the airways on WGSO, and I'm Jeff Cruer. Pleased now to be joined by my wife, Mimi Cruer. Are you connected?
Mimi Cruer in the house.
So, Mimi, we've been talking about a lot of things, and I'm sure you want to chime in on a few, and then we're going to get some calls in. But
I don't have an opinion.
Did you see the Peter Ducey confrontation with Joe Biden?
Yes, and it's not a confrontation. It's a simple question, and the man can't. He seems offended by what's going on in the news that affects us all in this world, every last one of us. It's amazing to me. Oh, it didn't happen. And then guess what? Cleaning crew comes in. The Biden administration comes in and says, no. The question was wrong, but the answer was right. That's what they said. They said,
you know,
the question, he never did business.
Yeah.
You know what? It's plausible deniability, dude.
Stop. You know what's interesting?
We get it.
We talked about how Peter Ducey's been on, I guess, paternity leave for a few months, and we've been waiting for some reporters to ask some tough questions. So he comes back, and finally, where have all the other reporters been asking this question to Joe Biden? I mean, Joe Biden gets offended. Anybody asks him a tough question. It's a lousy question.
Well, first of all, he doesn't make himself available. He only answers questions getting on the chopper. And if he doesn't like your question, he can just, it's not official. He can just turn around and walk away and call you a stupid son of a bitch. So, you know, I was impressed because Ducey asked him, he was standing, what, a foot away from his face?
Yeah. God, he didn't back down at all. I'm proud of the guy.
God, love him.
He's the one decent White House correspondent. Yeah.
That's my kind. Do you know that the White House just took away the hard passes of over 400 journalists?
Right. And a lot of conservatives. A lot of conservatives.
Stupid rules that you have to have a pass also either with Congress or the Supreme Court. And they knew that, like, the Daily Caller, which was founded by Tucker
Carlson,
and
right?
All these other, you know, they don't have it. They're censoring.
Right.
One
of the ones caught up in this is Simon Atiba, the reporter from Africa, who they've abused. I mean, they have treated that poor man like trash. And he's one of the ones that they're targeting.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that what his anger happened in a vacuum.
Right.
Because they have access to the White House press staff, you know, all the time. And they have phone numbers, and they have multiple ways to communicate with them. This man has been ignored. A black man.
Who does a great job.
American.
Yeah.
All right. He is an African American.
Yeah.
That's what that word means. It's just amazing to me.
And he's also a very good reporter. And because of that, they hate him. 504-556-9696. It is He Said, She Said right here on WGSO. In a minute, we'll go to your phone calls. Open line here on the program. Also, of course, following all the different Biden corruption news, and James Comer's got the goods. Now you've got more evidence of corruption from Comer. They've got House bank records showing $20 million in payments to the Biden family. And it seems like every time they got a payment, they got a meeting. So that's quid pro quo, is it not, Mimi?
Oh, yeah, and they just came out with bank records today. Did you see that?
Yeah, I just said that. Right. I just said that.
Sorry. $20
million in payments from foreign actors in places like Russia, Ukraine, Kakistan.
There's nothing to see here. That doesn't prove he was doing business. Come on, Jeff. There's nothing there. You can't connect the president to any of that. Come on.
One of the ones that I've always wondered about is the $3.5 million from the wife of a Russian oligarch, and that went to Rosemont Seneca, a shell company belonging to Hunter and Archer, in February of 2014. And more money came from Burisma, of course, another oligarch in Kazakhstan. I mean, just corruption, I mean, just oozing with corruption. But Mitch McConnell yesterday urged the House Republicans not to impeach Joe Biden.
Okay, so this is what I think they're thinking, because this is what I'm thinking. So somebody there has to agree with me. I don't think they should impeach him yet. I think they should impeach him in the primaries when states have already voted. They need to get him out when there's nowhere else for the left to go except for RFK, who I'm telling you I would be okay with.
They're never going to go with RFK. No way. He doesn't have a chance.
He's already there. They're going to have to deal with him. And when the Democrats have to choose between RFK and Trump, boy, that's going to be some good TV.
Well, there's no way. I mean, I think RFK is great, too, but there's no way the Democrats will nominate him. I'm telling you, there's no way. There's no way. There's no way. I wish, because I think he's got a lot of good ideas, but there's just no way.
Okay, so what you're saying is if he wins the majority of the primaries, that they're not going to certify?
No, they've got something called superdelegates. They'll find a way. They stole it from Bernie a few times. They'll steal it from him. They'll steal it. They have no problem stealing. They have no problem stealing a nomination. They've done it before. They'll do it again.
What you're saying is they're going to do what Mike Pence refused to do.
But they've done it before. That's part of their history. So they'll give it to Gavin Newsom. They'll give it to Gavin Newsom. They'll give it to Michelle Obama. That's the one everyone's talking about, Michelle Obama.
She doesn't want it. They want it, but it doesn't matter how bad you want something. She doesn't want it.
Okay, so you give the presidency to somebody, they're going to turn that down? First woman president? I don't think so.
I think it'll be a divorce if she doesn't take it. I don't think so.
I mean, I think it's going to be hard for her to turn it down. She loves the lifestyle. You see her. She's out there playing tennis, and she's loving life.
She's got it without it.
But why not make history? I just think that'll be who they turn to. The convention is in Chicago. Where's she from? Chicago.
Yeah, the place they never go.
Yeah,
and
it
never
just seems
went back after
right. They're in Martha's Vineyard now in Hawaii and who knows where else. Maybe the French Riviera. I don't know. Some yacht somewhere. But
they live in D.C. Why is that? Why did they stay in D.C.?
They have homes everywhere. Yeah, I think they're in Martha's Vineyard most of the time.
Residence. I wonder if he has an office in the White House. Oh.
No. You think that's Michelle Obama is mostly in D.C.? No way. No way. No way. She's mostly in Martha's Vineyard, I think. But anyway, maybe Barack Obama's there because he's keeping tabs on his people. All right, let's get some calls in. 504-556-9696. And we go to the fired up friend, Cajun, whistleblowing, patriotic, buccaneer, Phil from Jefferson. How are you, Phil? What's happening?
I am greatly blessed. But it's time to protect our blessings. Good afternoon, brother and sister, pro-life, whistleblowing, past, patriots, police, military, pet owners, cowboys, and cowgirls. They're all here, they're all queer, and they are coming for our children and our real president, Donald Trump. Dragon queen pedophile story hour terrorists and the white cocaine house masters of the beast universe are planning to murder, assassinate, and abort the United States of America, the beautiful. Right now, in this very moment, Nazi Russian TRICOM warships are surrounding America in Cuba, Alaska, the East and the West Coast, and even the Gulf of Mexico. Defund, dismantle, and dismiss the Dragon Queen Story Hour white cocaine house Manchurian Fellowship candidates. As always, wake up, America, before it's too late, and have a greatly blessed day. Amen!
Phil,
amen.
The whistleblowing, patriotic, pro-life, buccaneer. 504-556-9696. Yes, ma'am.
If people really listen to what he says, you know.
And they should. And everyone does.
Way.
He does.
I know. But mm-hmm. he says it in his own way. But he's totally right. Mm-hmm. Everything he just laid out is really happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's really happening. And Chris Christie yeah. gets on TV and says, if we don't see this Ukraine thing through, China's going to invade Taiwan. Well, guess what, Chris? They're going to do it anyway. It's not about Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
It's absurd. They're going to invade before 2024. It's going to happen.
All right. Let's take a brief time out. We're going to take care of some business. Keep it right here. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO. We want to hear from you. 504-556-9696. And we're cruising through an open line. Jeff at WGSO.com, the email address. All right. Back with more right after this. Did you know that Louisiana is the only state where we cannot audit our elections? And that we have over 600,000 people on the voter rolls that are either inactive or ineligible? And our voter registration is outsourced to a third-party vendor that's out of state. There's no accountability, and our state was given a grade of F for the accuracy of our voter rolls. And even more troubling, our vote is counted by a third-party vendor with proprietary black box software. We've got to clean up our elections. The person that can do it is businessman Brandon Trosclair. He stands for voter and election integrity and total transparency. And he's a fighter. As a businessman, he took on the Biden administration when they tried to force employers to fire workers who chose not to get vaccinated. He sued and won. As your new Secretary of State, he will fight just as hard for your rights. That's Brandon Trosclair, Secretary of State. For more, visit letsgogeauxbrandon.net. Paid for by the Brandon Trosclair Campaign, LLC.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit HotelStoryville.net.
The American Italian Cultural Center is located at 537 South Peter Street in downtown New Orleans. At the center, you can visit our museum, where you will learn the story of America, when an expanding country after the Civil War was in need of a larger workforce, which Southern Italy was eager to supply. We are one of the city's secret multicultural gems. Explore our museum. Rent one of our beautiful event spaces. We offer dual citizenship assistance and translation services. Take an Italian language class. Enjoy our concerts and lectures. And travel with us to lovely Italy. I'm Frank Maselli, chairman of the American Italian Cultural Center. Learn more at AmericanItalianCulturalCenter.com or call us at 504-522-7294. Ciao!
All right, we're back. And we want to try to get everyone in. Got a full call board, so we'll try to get everyone in here, Mimi. But I have to say, real quick, you got to watch the new video of Mike Pence. He pretends to be filling up a pickup truck with gas at a pump, but he doesn't select the fuel grade, and he doesn't press the gas lever. So while he is doing this, he didn't select the fuel grade or activate the lever, the pump is continuously beeping in the background while he's supposedly filling up a pickup truck with gas. The message is supposed to be about nostalgia for $2 a gallon gas. Despite the message, the blunder stole the spotlight, many critics labeling Pence an absolute idiot and stupid. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. This guy has turned into Mr. Pompous. Boy, he's on his high horse. All right, let's get some calls in, and we go to our friend, the high-tech redneck, is with us here this evening. Hey, high-tech redneck, what's going on? Good evening.
Good evening, Jeff and Mimi. I've been so busy generating taxes, I hadn't been able to call in the show for a while because Bidenomics and these spending congressional fools we have. I'm so glad my wife doesn't spend my money like they do. Listen, I got to relate to y'all a recent experience I had with the unaffordable Obama Don't Care Health Care Act. Unfortunately, I caught it in time. Back in February, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. But from everything I've been reading, the good Lord just sent me another speed bump, but that's all. But I could tell my doctor was kind of reluctant to prescribe this chemotherapy prescription to me, so he says, look, I'm going to just turn it over to the hospital pharmacy and they'll contact you. So I said, okay. And then a couple of days later, I get a phone call from him and says, sir, your prescription is going to run $12,000 a month. I says, oh, really?
What?
And I got to take four pills a day. That's $400 of swallowing in the morning. So I told her, I said, let's hold off. I'm going to do some homework on that. So I did, and y'all familiar with Mark Cuban from Shark Tank?
Yes.
I went to his website.
He's got his own. I know where you're going. He's got his own pharmacy.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I contacted them and put my information in, and you're not going to believe how much they delivered it to the front door of my house.
Wow.
$130.
A month?
A month, from $12,000 a month to $130 a month.
Same medication?
You know.
Same medication.
Wow, awesome.
Big Pharma has ripped us all off. During COVID, they made billions. You know, the people that don't pay their fair share? They made billions. It was a racket. It was a grift. And all that money is going to end up back in the Democrats' coffers when they run for office. It's just the circle.
It's a shame.
I'm
so glad to hear this. How are you feeling, though? How are you doing, health-wise?
I'm feeling great. I had 4.5 weeks of radiation treatment last week. I've been made radioactive. They put these seeds in my prostate. Seriously. I've had seeds put in my prostate that are radioactive, and I'm not supposed to have any children on my lap for the next 2.5 months.
You're no longer the high tech redneck. You're the radioactive redneck.
Hey, that'll work too.
All right, I like that. I like that alliteration. The radioactive redneck.
All right, Tell everyone about the Mark Cuban.
Yeah, what's the website?
And what the name of it is?
It's Mark Cuban's Cost Plus. Found it on GoodRx at my local Winn-Dixie for $139. My Winn-Dixie pharmacist got a prettier smile than Mark Cuban does, so I had it transferred over to them. I paid the extra $9.
All right, my friend. Hey, stay in touch with us, and great to hear from you. That's great news. We'll be praying for you, my friend. Radioactive redneck. There you go.
Bye.
I like that. I like it. All right, let's go to the great state of Indiana, and we bring on our friend Mark checking in with us this evening. What's happening, my friend? How are you? Good evening. Good evening.
Man, not much. Good evening, Jeff. Good evening, Mimi.
Good evening.
Hey, Mimi. Hi. What's the Chinese word for constipation?
Oh, man. I know. I have to be ready for you. Oh. Okay, what is it?
Home chow.
Okay.
But I didn't realize Peter Ducey was pregnant.
Yeah.
Really, I didn't.
He has one.
I guess
men can have babies.
Oh, that's right. In this new day and age, right? Men can have babies.
Yeah, I guess Peter Buttigieg can get away with it, so can Peter Ducey.
Exactly.
That's really all I wanted, just to try to get you to laugh.
Good work, my friend. Thank you as always, Mark from the great state of Indiana. Let's go now to our friend in Houma, Matthew, checking in. What's happening, my friend? Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Actually, I'm on the interstate. So
okay.
Joe
what you got?
Is going fundraising after his Arizona debacle. What is that like exactly? Hey, man, can I put you down for $2,000? The FBI will be by at 4 a.m. to pick it up.
Yeah.
Who's going to tell this clown no?
Yeah.
It's really kind of funny because he's in state. Arizona makes no sense, but I think he's in Nevada, correct? And
well. Matthew, we're losing you there, buddy. We're the bad connection, but thank you. Yeah, good. Okay. Thank you, my friend. Okay. Take care. All right. Let's squeeze in one more, and let's go to the North Shore in the woods, up in the country. Brother Steve will have the final word with us this evening. Hey, brother. Good evening.
How y'all doing, Mansoor and Madame Cruere? It is so good to hear the conservative crusader, the lovely Mimi Cruere. How are you doing today, people?
I'm most excellent. Thank you.
That's good. You know that the little 3-minute speech that I was talking about today?
Yes, sir.
Changed 7 people's mind. I had no idea that Trump talked about keeping the country together. And the things that he said in there, and it was just a 3-minute speech. That was a man who was stabbed in the back by his number 2, Et Tu Brute, as he stabbed Caesar in the back. Donald Trump, half of his constituents turned on him, and they blamed the whole insurrection on him, and he gave the best speech possible under
the
circumstances.
By the way, Brother Steve, I will be playing that speech tomorrow on my program in the morning. I'll play that entire speech, and thank you for bringing that to our attention. We'll play that tomorrow.
That is the most important speech. That man talked more about a together America than Clinton, Obama, George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, the only other man that talked about keeping America together and talking about how wonderful our government is and everything else was Ronald Reagan.
You're right. That's why I rank them together. Brother, we got to roll, but I'll play it tomorrow. Until next time, our He Said, She Said, we'll see you next Wednesday at 5. I'll see you all in the morning for Ringside Politics. Keep it right here on WGSO. Well, we know about our economic problems, supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, sky-high gas prices. And during COVID, the big box stores were allowed to stay open the whole time. So many little guys, the small business owners, were forced to close. The wealthiest people on the planet became better off, while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? We vote with our dollars. That's how we make a difference. No more shopping at big box stores. If you can get the items from a family-owned company. We help people walk away from the big-box conglomerates. We can shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer. Family-owned companies put their customers first, not Wall Street investors. Let's together cut off their cash flow. We can choose to help regular people by shopping with family-owned businesses and buying products made in America. Call 718-869-9020 or visit thepatriotshopper.com.
Are you tired of cookie cutter advertising? Do you want professionals that understand your needs and budgets? If so, let me recommend the Madley Group. It's a marketing agency based in St. Tammany, offering creative services such as branding and copywriting, video and photography, social media strategies, print and digital design, project management, and web design and strategies. They believe that relationships with their clients are just as important as their craftsmanship. And it's no surprise that they have an array of satisfied clients who appreciate the homegrown values of the Madley Group. Their approach is simple. Lots of listening until they fully grasp your vision. Then they put their mind power on it to deliver effective created solutions within your budget and time frame. For more information, check out themadleygroup.com or email them at info@madleygroup.com. The Madley Group, dedicated to delivering stellar work that generates results. It's Jeff Cruer. Join me weekdays from 7 to 11 a.m. for Ringside Politics right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.